Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Pavel, for that. Well, true introduction. Sinner saved by grace. That's all we are. Nothing more, nothing less. Dead bones that was able to stand on their feet because of a voice that was so powerful, so gracious, so loving, and so kind. And, you know, it's such an honor to preach here. Thank you for the invitation. I'm just going to pray and then we're going to turn to God's word. Lord, I need you to communicate your heart, your love, your grace. I pray you manifest your presence. So many needs in the body of Christ, so many people here who love you, desire you, and fighting through. I pray that you would be our strength today. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would do what only you can do. Only you can do. Reach every heart through this word, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you turn in your Bible to Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, the title of my message today is Show Me Your Face. Show me your face. And I pray that by the time I get to the end of this message, you'll totally understand why the Lord has put this scripture on my heart. God has given me a word today. And I pray that it would strengthen you. I pray you would hear what God is saying through this accent, through this voice. You would hear the voice behind the voice, and you would hear the voice of God. It's Songs of Solomon, and it's Solomon. And it says this in verse 14, my dove in the cleft of the rock, in the hiding place on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice. Your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vine and the vineyards that are in bloom. This is Solomon speaking to the woman he loves, his bride. It's a picture of Christ speaking to his church. It's the voice of Christ to his bride. Our world right now is on shifting sand. It's changing and it's being shaped by laws, by politics, by wars. Principles are changing for family life. Foundations are being absolutely shaken and everything is moving so fast. Technology is changing every 6 months. And technology, as good as it is, and it is good and it's being used for good, there's a technology that's moving us away from personal interaction with each other. Like, you know, they're all good. Facebook, Instagram, AI, they're all being used for good. But there is a place where the enemy can use these to draw us away from personal connection with each other, personal intimacy with people. At this moment, things are unstable. There's an uncertainty. There is stress in life. Christians are having to navigate their way through stuff that we've never had to navigate before. We can say in this generation, we have not been this way before. But in every generation of the church, from the beginning of the church to this day, they have faced many challenges and giants and difficulties. Each generation has their own battle, but we have the same God who's able to provide all the grace, all the mercy, all the love, all the power, everything we need for the battle we can receive from Jesus Christ. His power has not diminished. His love has not changed. His mission is the same to reach this world. Now, in the last days, and we are in those last days, I believe that with all of my heart. How are we going to stay strong? Because the storms are here and the storms are coming. But there's a divine call in the heart of God this very day, this very morning, a divine call, a divine longing for a relationship, for intimacy with His church. There's a call to set ourselves apart. There's a call for consecration, to lay aside every weight, to consecrate ourselves, to come before Him for the Master's use, to be used for His glory, that my life has a purpose, it has a meaning. And God, with everything in me, I want to set myself apart for Your glory and for Your honor. The world needs to see a church that's walking in the power and the love and the humility and the glory of God. It needs to come into somewhere where it's supernatural, where there's going to be hope, where there's going to be power. By what we say He can do, He can do. But He needs you and He needs me, and He's longing. The last day church, I believe, in these days, in the wars that are happening right now all around the world, there are going to come prophecies out from every angle. Some of them may be good. Some of them will be, you know, they'll be trying to dictate numbers, and this is the day, and these are the times, and this is what's going to happen. But I believe the last day church, the church that will stand in every storm, against every lie, every false teacher, every wolf, is going to be a church, a people who have intimacy with Jesus Christ. Just a simple walk with God. You can run to a different country to feel safer. And sometimes people should. We can build bunkers in case of nuclear war, and that's not a bad thing. We can buy an extra food. We can do it all. But I'm telling you, I feel a word from Lord for the last day church. We can do all of that. But if we lose connection with the head, if we lose our place in Christ, if the enemy can steal and disturb and distract and let the cares of this world choke out the word of God. You see, this seed this morning is going to go into hearts that have been plowed, hearts that have been longing, hearts that are hungry for more of God. The last day church is going to simply be a church. It knows who she is in her, in Christ and in Him. It's an intimacy that He's looking for. Now, Romans 12:1 says, present yourselves as a living sacrifice. It's a consecration. Lord, I'm setting myself apart for You. I'm telling you, the arm of flesh and the voice of men are going to fail in this generation. The only voice that's going to make the church stand is the voice that comes from the words of this book. It's a powerful voice. It can stand you on your feet. It can heal the brokenhearted. It can open blind eyes. It can make the lame dance. There's nothing He can't do. What He says He can do, He can do. And every promise for the man and woman who truly loves God is yes and amen. He has removed every barrier. He has made total access for you and me, for the frail, the doubting, the weak, those who have no strength this morning, those who are poor in spirit, those who are not mighty, not great, not wonderful, those who know their own frame, those who know deep inside, God, I don't even know if I'm going to make another day. He said, I'm going to be the strength of your life. I've called you and I can keep you. But man has a responsibility to lay aside some stuff. We have a responsibility where our gender, our priority, and our motives, and bring them before God and say, God, I want to be separated unto You. I want to be standing in these last days. The word of God is powerful and it's active and sharper than any two-edged sword. All the strength and all the hope and all the love and all the power and all the security is going to come out of a yielded life. We do have a responsibility, friends, to yield. I can choose this day whom I will serve. Yes, God is able to keep me. But there's a call. There's a call to come into this relationship. And in this verse I just read to you, listen to the desire. Listen to the cry of God's heart. Can I just say this? This is what I feel sometimes. We sing new covenant songs. We know new covenant truths. And we sing and dance and pray on the courts of an old covenant rather than coming in to the presence of God. We sing new covenant. We know new covenant. We know it in our heart. We know we're saved by grace. We know we couldn't deliver ourselves. We know these bones were dead. And yet some of us stand on the outer courts dancing. And God is saying, show me your face. Why are you dancing on the outer courts of a tabernacle? Why are you dancing on the courts of the old regime when I've made a way? I tore the curtain in two. I ripped heaven apart to get to you. Listen to the cry in this, my dove. I love that. He's not calling us out for what we think we are. He's calling us out for who we are. You know the dove is pure. You know the dove is clean. That's how he sees us. My dove in the cleft of the rock. He doesn't want distance. He wants intimacy. It's what he's always wanted from the start. Let me read a few stuff to you just to remind you of God's heart this morning. This is what he's always wanted from the start. Genesis 3, Adam, where are you? He knew something's happened. Something's interrupted my relationship with this man. Adam, I want to tell you, God knew where Adam was. He was asking Adam, Adam, do you know where you are? Where are you, Adam? Listen to the heart. Right from the very beginning, when the enemy came to destroy a relationship, God said right at the beginning, he declared, listen to what he said, Satan, what have you done? I'm going to put a seed in a woman. I'm going to crush your head because nothing will separate me from my bride. Nothing will separate me from the people I have chosen and love and I've created and the church I'm building. Adam, where are you? Luke 15:4, when he looks for the sheep, he leaves the 99 and he said, he looks until he finds it. This is a radical love. I mean, can you feel it this morning? Do you feel God calling you? Do you feel him drawing you? I don't care how deep you've went, how far you've gone. There's a call in God's spirit for the last day church to come and let me see your face. He looked for that sheep. It says, until he finds it. How many times have you fallen away? How many times have we got cold? How many times have we lost our first love? And how many times did he find us? Does anybody have a testimony to the faithfulness of God this morning? He said, I looked for it until I find it. Hallelujah. Zephaniah 3:17, he says, I'm singing over you. I'm rejoicing over my bride. I'd love to know what he's singing. Jay, I really love you. There is none like you. I can imagine saying to me, the angels, you know, because you have your grandchildren or your children in your wallet, you open it up, you show people, look, that's John, he's 6 months old. You show him about 30 pictures. They show you 30 pictures, it's all the same. And you're getting about, you're like, yeah, he's lovely. Yeah, he's lovely. And you're like, but look at this. Look at him on the swing. Look, that's him kicking the ball for the very first time. And you're like, yeah, that's great, that's great. Oh, wait, I'll show you this one. That's when he first went to school with John. Look at that. You can't help yourself. And I'm telling you, this is not doctrine, but just allow me to come off the pages and imagine. I don't know what he's singing over you, but I think he's saying, Gabriel, have you seen Jay? Look, that's what the devil done to him. But look at this. Look what I've done. Look what I've done. Look how I changed his life. Look. And he's singing over me. Saying, Andrew, get Michael. Michael, you need to see this. This guy was really bad. He was lying on a mattress. He had nothing. He was nobody. He had no voice. But I had a voice. And my voice went into his tomb and said, get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up. Let me see your face. Why on earth would you want to see my face? Why would you want to look at this? Because I love you. The last day church is going to know who she is in Christ. She's going to know she's loved. Low self-esteem and all the lack of confidence needs to get burned out of us through the love of God, through the word of God. Hallelujah. John 15, you're the branches and I'm the vine, the deep connection. All you need will be fed from Christ. Revelation 3:20, listen to his heart. I stand at the door and knock. He can't help himself. God is love. He tells them what's good, but he also tells them what's wrong. You see, we forgot all about COVID. We forgot about tsunamis that have hurt four continents, weather like we've never seen before. Laws changing so deeply, we are people who forget. And God is trying to get the attention of his church, and sometimes he's gracious enough to stand at the door and knock, and he walks amongst the seven churches, and he tells them what's wrong, and he tells them what's right. And I hope you hear this from the right heart. For some of us, it's time to get right with the Lord. The days are short. He said to them, repent and return and get revived. His love is relentless. And all that knocking wasn't condemnation, it was love. It was love. Paul wrote to us and he told us about Demas. He said, Demas has left me because he loved this present world. So it's possible to leave. Demas left me. I don't know why Demas left. I don't know when something got into his heart. I don't know when a little fox got in or what happened to him. It just says he left me. Something of this world got in, distracted him from his relationship with Christ. And you don't just get up and backslide. You kind of drift. And the love of many will grow cold. But I'm confident today. Confident today that the voice of God is saving somebody today from drifting. I'm confident. I feel it. I feel the grace and the love of God for his church today. I feel him drawn. Songs of Solomon. He calls her out. He says, my love, come out from the clay. It's not calling her out into condemnation. He's not calling her out to tell her everything she's done wrong. He calls her out. In fact, he compliments her. He said, show me your face. Listen to the words. Show me your face. He said, your face is lovely. Let me hear your voice. Your voice is sweet. He's complimenting her. I don't want a religious mask. I don't want distance. I want to see you for who you are. You don't have to hide. You see, we do hide. And he's calling her out. I don't know. It means to hide. It means in this verse, it means she concealed herself. She hid herself. She concealed herself. And I want to say to people here this morning, I don't know why she concealed herself. It might have been because of shame. And that's what the enemy does. That's why Adam hid from God. There was shame. And there is no shame for those in Christ. There is no condemnation. Maybe shame is making you hide. You're smiling, but inside there's a shame. You have a level of knowledge with God, but the intimacy, the connection with God, it's almost like it's a vulnerable thing to do, to show somebody your face, to get close to somebody face to face. When you're married, one of the most intimate things you can do is get close to your bride's face and kiss her. Nobody else will ever have that privilege. It's so intimate. It's so close. It's so vulnerable. It's so pure. It's so loving. And God said, show me your face. Show me your face. Bring your shame. How the enemy comes Maybe it was offense. I was hurt. Come, show me your face. Maybe it was wounded. Come, show me your face. Maybe you've been hurt. Show me your face. Disappointment, fear, pride, sin, unyieldedness, rejection. You feel vulnerable. But this morning, God is saying, come, show me your face. Your face is lovely. That's what I love. There's a bit of technology. It's lovely. When I'm away preaching and Fiona calls me, she does it on FaceTime. Like, yes. Oh, don't pretend you don't do it when you see your loved one. Don't pretend. Don't get all shy on me. Your heart flutters. Something moves within you. Oh, God, don't let me love Fiona more than I love you. Don't let her see my face more than you see it. Don't let me rejoice at her face and not rejoice at yours. Don't let me give her all my love and give you my second best. He's calling you. I'm telling you, if you can hear me through this accent, through this shouting, through this passion, the last day church, the one that's going to stand is the one who is walking with God face to face. I know it's not deep. I know I can't give you 10 prophetic voice, how to stay strong, how to be good, how to be right. I'm telling you, there's nothing. It's a good old-fashioned call of God. If you love me, surrender everything, yield everything, and come and follow me. I will give you all you need for your journey. I'll give you all the love. I'll love you more than a husband or a wife or a child. I'll give you everything you need if you're married, if you're single. I'll love you when you're sick. I'll love you when you're poor. I'll love you when you're cold. I'll love you when you're hot. I love you. Show me your face. Let me ask you, is he seeing your face? What are you giving your face to? What are you looking at most? I go to churches. I'll tell you, there's young men on the front and all of them have got their phones. And I'll tell you this, they're not all looking at scripture. I thought, if you can't concentrate here in church, God knows what your life is like when you're outside of this presence. I asked one young man, what are you doing? He invited me to speak. What are you doing? No, he said, every time you speak a good line, I'm tweeting it. Does anybody, I thought, is there anybody tremble at God's word? Is anybody trembling at God's word? I know we need to text if you're a doctor or an emergency and you're using Bibles. So don't, please don't, everybody put in their, or another. So you know what I'm saying. God's word is being spoken. He might want to say something to you. He needs divine, open up my ears and my eyes. The last day church, and here he is, Songs of Solomon. Show me your face. Let me hear your voice. Come and speak to me. Share your burdens. Tell me about your fears. Tell me about your children. Tell me what's happening in school and you're getting phone calls from the teacher. Tell me that you've been to the nursery 3 times and little Johnny, you've had a phone call. He bit somebody again. Tell me about it. Tell me about your heart's concern. Tell me about the fears you have about your health. Come and speak to me. Oh, will somebody just come and speak to me because I want to share my heart with you. You see, Enoch walked with God and God shared these. Do you know that Enoch prophesied about the second coming before the first? That's how close he got to God because you see him face to face. We cannot make excuses. Well, we live in a modern world. The world has changed. I'm going to tell you, please don't, please hear my tender heart this morning. This is not my house. This is not my church. But I feel God wants to say, we find time for everything else we love. We can find time. You must find time. He'll direct your marriage, your family, your life, your children navigating through this complicated world. He'll give you a wisdom. Enoch walked with God. It was so close, so deep. God lifted him so he never experienced death. Can you imagine? Moses saw him face to face, and when he came down the mountain, he was shining with the glory of God because he'd been with him. You see, we're meant to be peculiar. We're almost like a different species. We're born again people. We're a different people. I'm nearly finished. Let me hear your voice. The last day, if you're going to run anywhere to feel safe, I'm telling you, the safest place is in Him. I don't care if you need to turn your telly off for a few days. And I'm not telling everybody to throw their telly out. Follow your own conviction. I'm not telling you to put down your golf clubs. I'm not telling you, you know, put your phone away. But I am, from my heart, I'm telling you this. God has given me a word. Every man and woman in here, listen to me. Do what you need to do to see His face. It's getting late. The clouds are gathering. This is not a doom and gloom. Oh, it's going to be glorious. That sky's going to roll back like a scroll. He doesn't want distance. The Bible says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. The Bible says, guard your heart. And then it goes on to say in this verse, catch the little foxes, and I'll finish with that. The little foxes that spoil the vine. In the last days, Paul told Timothy, people are going to be running everywhere because they don't want to hear the truth. These are little foxes. These are things that I don't want. Don't tell me the truth because it's painful to hear the truth. And I'll tell you, if a surgeon saw me with cancer in me, I would want him to take that cancer out. He has to take the knife and he has to cut it out. I want the word of God to go into Jay Fallon. I'm not there yet. I remember about 4 years ago, God showed me something in my life and I said, God, why didn't you show me this when I was a young Christian? He said, you would have run away. I had to strengthen you to show you. Only knew you're strong enough for me to work this area in your life. Little foxes, fits of rage for no reason will spoil the vine, spoil relationships. Don't surrender to the truth. Love growing cold. You see, God is calling us because He knows these little foxes. It doesn't destroy His love. I mean, it doesn't destroy His getting to heaven. This is not about heaven or hell this morning. This is about, I want my life to be effective for the glory of God. I want a world to see there's somewhere from the storm. There's hope in this chaos. There's comfort in your pain. I don't know how long God will let me live. I'm not too old, I'm 60. I don't know tomorrow if I'll wake up and I'll go to a doctor and he'll say, you've got 3 months. I don't know. God owes me nothing. He might heal me and He might not. I don't know what He's going to do with my life. But for the sake of the generation, for the sake of the world we live in, the best thing we can do for this world is see His face. And He wants to hear your voice. Remember a thing called a prayer closet? It's not legalism, is it? It's not legalism to spend an hour with God in a prayer closet. It can't be. I take Fiona out for dinner and I spend longer than that. And I'm not saying pray for 2 hours. I read that in a book once and it just put me into condemnation. In fact, I heard a preacher saying once, I won't say who, he joined the five in the morning club. He got up at 5 in the morning and he would kneel down next to his couch. And he said he knelt down 5 o'clock in the morning on the couch and he usually woke up about 7 o'clock. Just walk and talk with him. You just pull off the mask and all the religiosity and all the things we know and just say, God, you know what? I need you. Help. Strengthen me. Save my kids. Bring my boy back. Somebody, your voice is sweet. It's like, I can't wait to hear you. Show me your face and let me hear your voice and I'll share my heart with you. I'll come and share my heart. I'll come and give you treasures from heaven. I'll give you all the strength and all the love you need. Hallelujah. It's a call. It's time. Pastor Carter done it years ago in Times Square Church and to this very day, it's time to pray. It's time to really wait until we see His face again. Obviously, it's not physical. It's a manifestation. You go into a room and you just know I have full access. Manifest yourself to me. Now, I'm not living by feelings. I'm not living. I know that. But I'll tell you this. I don't know if God must be emotional. He must be. How can love be mechanical? I love you. You love me. Thank you, Lord. I am free. Good night. It's as if he's wrote out these things, how to approach me. We've kind of made it mechanical, but he's emotional. I don't know about you, but love is very powerful. Oh, the intimate comes out of true love. So deep. Show me your face. Let me hear your voice. I'm preparing you for the last days. I don't know the times. I can see wars and rumors of wars. I don't have any numbers in calculating them. I don't know all, but some people might know. But I'll tell you this from the heart of God, for the sake of this world, for the sake of the church, for the sake of all of us, show me your face and let me hear your voice. I love you, my dove. I love you, my beloved. Oh, come. The storms are coming. I don't want you blowing off course. I don't want you running to some other place where they won't tell you the truth and he won't walk. And sometimes he warns us, but even in the warning, there's a... I just want to come in. God, by your Holy Ghost, I hope I've communicated his heart. Show me your face. Let me hear your voice. Let's stand. It's time to go for a walk with God again. A simple walk in the garden in the cool of the day and just talk. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear you just say, I love you. Let me just hear your heart. Don't pretend. Don't try and pray. Don't try and pray through of how to say it all. Just groan and pray, but somebody just talk to me. Your voice is sweet to me. And your grandkids phone you and your children phone you and somebody's voice, you go, there she is. There he is. I can hear his voice. I finish with this. I got a picture this morning, and I never get pictures, okay? I don't. But I saw a strange thing as I was praying. I saw a swimming pool, and all the walls were full of oil. And this somebody in it was trying to get up, and they were sliding and falling back into the pool. It had no water in it. And then all of a sudden, I saw a man standing at the corner of this pool preaching the word of God. And as he was preaching, water started to fill the tank. And the person who was in the tank, they stopped struggling. And as the water went in, they came up. They just rested and came up. I said, God, what was that? He said, the Holy Spirit, that oil. Now, I know it's strange, but please bear with me. I'm not off my head. The oil is the Holy Spirit. And your own strength is no good to him. He will let you keep trying until you're totally exhausted. The only thing that you will bring you up is my word. When the Spirit and the word get together, I will lift you up. Some of you need to lose your own strength. You see, in my brokenness sometimes, and I've been broken, and so have you. In my brokenness, know what happened? I pulled my socks up, pulled your trousers up, got myself up, and I got determined. And my heart got harder. That's what the brokenness is not meant to lead us to be determined. The brokenness is meant to lead us to dependency. Let go. Trust God. Let go. Show him your face and let him hear your voice. Father, I thank you. You are calling your church, your beloved, who you love, you died for, you've given his access. I'm going to ask people, I think it would only be fair. I've went over a little bit. Is it okay, Pastor? Just give me 5 minutes. I believe the Holy Spirit has been speaking to people. For some in here, if I said it's time to, what would you fill in? What would you fill in? But when you fill it in, remember, there's no condemnation. It's a falling, it's time to, this is what I need to do, because God is calling you and he's going to give you the strength. For some here, for the first time, you are in such, you have so no strength left. That was a picture of you. But the word today is lifting you up. And he's saying, let me see your face. Who needs to come into that place? God, my prayer life, I've just been so busy. I need to find a place to come and see you. I need to find a place to worship you. I need to find a place to cry out to you. Let's just be still for a moment. What little fox is spoiling the vine that you have to catch it now before it turns into a lion? Let's just be still. Show me your face. Let me hear your voice. It's time to. This altar's opened right now for you to come and say, there's some things I need to do. I need to change my diary, my priorities, whatever it is, I don't know. I just feel if the Lord is calling you, you consecrate, you're coming to him. Then this altar's opened for you to come and say, God, you've asked. You've called me. Show me your face. Let me hear your voice.